one of healing, and one of compassion. I'm also knowing that the state of Texas and parts of Louisiana and parts of California, we're experiencing some challenges there. And so I know that, wow, there are some inspiring stories of courage and sacrifice coming out of that. I noticed on the news that all the rescue of all the animals, the puppies and the, you know, it's like, wow, look at that. Look at that. It causes me to well up inside at that true nature of our divine nature when it shows up in this way. Dr. Carolyn this morning in her meditation talked about not being sympathetic, but rather empathetic towards all of that. Having a sense of feeling of something is happening here that's causing us to remember who we are. And all of the people with all the boats and all the cars and all the fuel and all the formula and all the diapers and all the things that are coming from all parts of the country, people are loading up and heading towards this center to show up as love, the center of Texas, deep in the heart, because I'm born in Texas. And I'm finding that that's pretty emotional for me, not because of anything other than, oh, wow, there's my home state. So I was birthed out of that sort of tradition of showing up, giving, and making a contribution wherever I can. Well, our theme for September is inspiration through imagination. Now, those are two powerful words, two very important aspects of what I know as the creative nature of God. So I begin with those two words and share some awareness as to their meaning. Inspiration, the action or power of moving the intellect or our emotions. And we've certainly seen inspiration this last week. Then there's the word imagination, which I cleaved out of many different definitions for today. Three words: our creative ability. So it's moving our knowing into the greater mode of being, where we are able to accept a greater understanding of our divine aspect. What is it that we have to provide to the world? Well, this is what I refer to as the wow factor, the rush of awareness of the power of spirit through whatever it is we believe is true and vital and necessary for ourselves. And then out from there. For me, it's being willing to listen to what is our inner wisdom and to be inspired into a greater understanding of truth, of the truth in any situation. The enriching of consciousness with the infusion of exhilarating ideas and elevated beliefs. Don't we see that this last week? I mean, isn't it teary, sad, teary, happy, full of emotion, seeing humankind and humanity rise to the occasion much higher than the water. It's being willing to listen. Listen to our wisdom, which is spirit. So I ask you a question. Wonder Man wants to know, what is spiritual inspiration? How are we inspired as spiritual beings. And does imagination really make a difference? Well, let's find out, shall we? Our founder of Science of Mind, Dr. Ernest Holmes, states in the textbook, and it's in the chapter What the Mystics Have Taught. He wrote this: they have taught the divinity of man. They have told us that man's destiny is divine and sure, and that creation is complete and perfect now. The great mystics have all agreed that man's life is his or hers to do however we choose. But when we turn to the One, we will always receive inspiration from on high. That's not being high. That's not being high. Some say they get inspiration from being high. I've never tried it. I choose not to. But that's my choice. What does it mean from on high? What is that sense? Well, for me, it's the highest level of thought. Some thought that's greater than we've had up until now about this or that situation. Inspiration for me is a motivator towards that high. It fuels me getting up and going out and creating that wow idea. A wow idea is one that's bursting from within, just can't wait to get out. I'll share with you a young child who used to have, not me, I don't think, but would have tantrums. And finally, her grandmother asked her, "Honey, tell me, why do you do that? Because I want to know." She goes, "I just got to let it out." See, she didn't make it wrong. She asked why she was expressing herself that way. And so once she understood that, both the mother and the grandmother and the child, they were able to let her express whenever they saw that was coming, because there were clues. There were clues. And so the wow factor, it has to be released or we get all puckered up. I know myself, when I don't let my true nature and my true creative aspect out, I get a little irritable. I know you find that hard to believe. Oh, you're laughing. Oh, you've seen it. It's true. So I tend to let out my wow more often. Okay, so let's look at imagination. Again, Ernest Holmes tells us in the chapter on only one mind. Only one mind. He writes, "Things are ideas in form." It's about imagination now. "Things are ideas in form. In the beginning, there is only an infinite possibility, a limitless imagination, a consciousness. The only action of this consciousness being idea." So, all that we experience and all that we are began with an idea in consciousness. And so it begins with our own ideas, beliefs, and acceptances of self. Yourself, myself. Because we are the cause to this moment. And so the amount of imagination and inspiration that we can have combined, wow. It brings us to this moment of, oh, wow. Now, I stress here that it's important to have our individual ideas, ones that come from within ourselves. I love hearing everyone's ideas. Some of them resonate with me more than others. Let's just say there's a different degree of resonance or vibration about all that. Some of it's attracted, some of it's kind of repelling, but it's all energy. And so the wow factor is ever-present if we are alive and aware, isn't it? Because it is our awareness. It's being in this present moment and truly sensing the significance of our divinity. And what I know about our divinity is that each of us is an equal shareholder. No one has more than someone else. Some of us just access it more of the time according to what's going on. It's easier to sit here in the morning and say, oh yes, I am divine. And that's true. But take your divine self out in the world and try and maintain that same knowing and awareness. It can be a challenge. It can be a challenge. You know, there is one key to the door of divine consciousness, to that awareness. Want to know what it is? The key is awareness. It's always awareness. It's the, oh my God, it's the deep knowing and at the same moment, an elevated spiritual exhilaration. There's that most high concept and sense and feeling. A deep knowing and at the same moment, an elevated spiritual exhilaration. Wow. Wow. The wow factor is an opportunity for our spiritual realignment. See, we're already aligned. One of our wheels starts to wobble from time to time. Now, if all four are not in alignment, you know, you're all your different parts of yourselves, and it's hard to move. It's a real bumpy road, you know. We can manage maybe this one and maybe that one, but when we are designed and we are in truth aligned with spirit as a spiritual being. And so this realigning is a remembering of who we are. So, I'm talking about consciousness a lot this morning. And so, there's a class being offered, Building a Healing Consciousness. And I think this is the perfect opportunity to deepen one's understanding of universal spiritual principles. But not only that, but how to apply them. And so this teaching is one of application of principle, truth, spiritual principles. And to sit in an environment like this is important, but a class is interactive. We get to get up and move, and we get to share, and we get to deepen, and we get to unfold. And so if this is something that resonates with you, wow, wow. And you know within yourself if it does or not. And I have an affirmation for that class. And it's, all life is supported by the love of God, filled with limitless possibilities. And so when we come into a greater knowing of what it is we possess with ideas and talents and gifts and possibilities, wow, it's very, very powerful for your life. So the wow factor is a namaste of self as one. Do you understand that? It took me a minute, and I wrote it. So it's a namaste, the God in me sees the God in you. We're one of self as one. No separation, me to you or anything else. So it's a namaste of self as one. Imagine that. Can you imagine that? There's a well-known song by John Lennon called Imagine. Anyone heard it? And I think the words are quite quite timely for now. So I won't sing them, I'll just read them. And if you want to imagine the tune, go right ahead. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us the only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion, too. Imagine all the people living in peace. You. You may say I'm a dreamer, but you know what? I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, I, and the world will live as one. You know, I've had several wow moments in my lifetime, which have expanded my understanding of who I am and brought up fears, and then with his teaching, I was able to then appreciate the gift in those experiences. Some of you may know that I've been certified to scuba dive. Hard to imagine, huh? It was for me. It was a real challenge. I'm not a strong swimmer. I don't have much body fat, you've noticed. But I don't float of my own, and yet there's equipment, there is a way, and so I certified. And I was in Hawaii doing some snorkeling because I knew how to do it now. I was snorkeling, had my suit on, I was floating, and I ran over a coral reef. You ever done that? There's this shelf, and then it drops all the way. And I went, oh, I'm going to fall. Well, I didn't know I had a fear of falling. But the truth of that is, in life, that I'm supported, no matter what the appearance. But the body reacted so strongly to that sense of falling. And I wasn't falling at all. It was all up here. The next transforming moment was when I officiated a marriage at 11,000 feet, involving backpacking and climbing and overnighting in a tent. That was the stretch. It was above the tree line. It was above all the outer appearance of life in its nature's form. And yet, here we are, the top of this hill, this mountain, with a big crater filled with water. Blue sky. It was a beautiful event. Dead Man's Lake was the location. They're still married. Why would you want to go to Dead Man's Lake? But very symbolic. You know, there was life, there was newness, there was a marriage, it was just such a special time. Special time. And that I can climb was my message. I can climb above all I've ever known before. There's the Most High for me at that moment. And the eclipse we just experienced last week, my goodness, I had no idea what that was about other than scientifically. But to step out and have the lights dim without me doing it, and to have it get cool, 4 or 5 degrees cooler all of a sudden. Then dogs started barking, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, what am I feeling? What am I feeling? What am I feeling? That I'm not in control of that divine activity of life, But I am in charge of my own expression and experience in that. But it was so wonderful to be experiencing that. I didn't have to look at it. That was not my thing. Who looked at it? Who was able to get a glimpse of all that? Good for you. Good for you. This ministry has been defining for me. I started out here as a pup in Plans of Mine and did ministry here and there and came back, and here I am today. I didn't know this. And it's all about the love. All about the love. I learned that I could love myself into the right place. And as a result, love has re-entered my life. And so it's a circle of life that is so profound. It's so wow. But it is. It really is. We hear wow a lot, like, oh, wow, look at that. Oh, wow, what is that? But they're looking out. Oh, wow. This is an inside wow. This is a spiritual inner rising up of self. I want you to know that you and I are immersed in the consciousness of all that we can imagine. All that we can imagine. A wow moment is the ability to be with me as I, being one with now. It's the ability to be with yourself as a spiritual being and to imagine. You know, it thrills me to imagine when all this painting was going on, and all of this redesign was going on. Ken Keith was, oh boy, that man, he is so wow. He is so energized. It's contagious. And that's wonderful. So I just kind of hung on for the ride on his coattails, kind of. But it all evolved in this wonderful new sense of embrace. Ram Dass recommends, as I do, the quieter you become, the more you can hear. The quieter you become, the more you can hear. The quieter you become, the more you can hear. Didn't notice the fans before. But that's true. We go with so much, we live with so much noise and so much outside stimulus that to become quiet and to listen to who you really are. As I was writing this, there is a inner child of me that becomes giddy and almost squeals with excitement at all the possibilities that this life has. For some, believe it's difficult to imagine, but it's not. Children do it all the time. And here's another song that kids know and that we probably know as well. When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. So, anything your heart desires will come to you. What are your heart's desires? Do you have any? I got lots of them. Want my list? You can help me out. It makes no difference what or who or how outrageous they may seem. If you find somebody and you share those wishes, those dreams, those possibilities, and they go, not possible, you say, thank you. Go to someone else. Look for support in what it is that are your good ideas. Because the wow factor is supported by a loving spirit. The wow factor is anything your heart desires. And the wow factor is awaiting your imagination. bing, bang, boom. Come out of your shell, if you dare. Because the truth is, ready? That you're a divine reflection of God showing up brilliantly. Wow. Wow. Namaste. And so it is.